Thank you. Para all in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy of our praises. The Lord is worthy of our worship this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy. The Lord is worthy. I want us to pick on something little this morning, then we are going to pray to close. Hakuna wa kufanana na wewe. Hakuna wa kufanana na wewe. Ni Mungu. Wewe ni Mungu. Wewe ni Mungu. Hakuna wa kufanana na wewe. Hallelujah. So we have been on the book of Proverbs. Hallelujah. Yesterday we read Proverbs chapter 1. And I will pick some nuggets, hallelujah, from the same book. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtains guidance. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want to reach far in this life, you have to increase in learning. Praise be to Jesus. Especially this is a message of men of God, of pastors, of servants of God, whatever level you are serving in the church. Always admire, always aspire to increase in learning. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, nowadays when you want to put people down to teach them, they feel they are too big to be put in a classroom. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Especially when you're dealing with people who already have congregation. Men of God, and you want to tell them that I want to disciple you, I want to teach you the word of God, I want you to be part of the school of ministry. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. They feel burdened. Praise be to God. They feel that they are done with school. Hallelujah. We are never done with school. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, life always opens opportunities and room to increase in learning. So let the wise hear and increase in learning. Hear. The wise hear. They pay attention to what they hear. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Most of the time, the wise are not quick to speak. They are quick to hear. Praise be to God. You have to hear the direction. We have to hear the cry of the people of God. We have to hear. Hallelujah. And increase in learning. Find solution to what we have heard. Find solution to the cry of man. Find solution to the pains of man. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And for us to find solution, we have to increase in learning. Praise be to God. And the one who understands obtain guidance. Praise be to God. You know, there are levels where some people will say, oh, you know, I have deep understanding of the word of God. I don't need anyone to guide me. I don't need anyone to teach me. Praise be to Jesus. Even the deeper you have understanding, even more you need somebody to guide you. Praise be to Jesus. Don't reach to a place where you feel you can't submit to anyone. Don't reach to a place where you feel you are not teachable. Don't reach to a place where you feel no one can be your mentor. No one can be your father in the Lord. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Even those with deep understanding, they need guidance. They need somebody to give them direction. Praise be to Jesus. Do you know, knowledge without the wisdom of God has polluted many people. How many people have gone to theological school and they came out worse than the way they went. They weren't saved, but when they came out from theological school, praise be to, they realized they were not saved. Praise be to Jesus. They begin to behave as if they are not born again, because they are things that what they were exposed to that confused their mind. Praise be to God. There are some levels of understanding that if you are not guided properly, you can come out of education system more confused. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are people who have gone to schools, gone to universities, gone to theological seminaries. Praise be to God. But instead of gaining something beneficial, they came out confused. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So we need guidance. Let those who understands obtain guidance. Praise be to Jesus. To understand a proverb and sing the words of the wise and their riddles. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. But the key point here that I want to lay in our life as a church, as RTD Church International, may we have a passion to learn, a passion to increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That one day if somebody try to teach you a lie, you will have something to compare with and know that it is written. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, the way that Jesus defeated the devil, it was by the in-depth of learning of the word of God. The Bible tells us that at 12 years old, Jesus was learning the word with the elders of the church. He was asking questions to the elders of the church. Hallelujah. He had saturated his life into the learning of the Torah. Praise be to God. So when the time came, when God was launching him, when his father was launching him into the ministry, praise be to Jesus, he had the word in his hand. He was able to defeat the devil from the book of Matthew chapter 4 by it is written, it is written, it is written. Praise be to God. If you have not increased in learning, you will not have something to challenge the devil with. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have to increase in our depths of the knowledge of Christ by being in the church, by joining that discipleship class, by joining those classes. Praise be to God. Because learning goes beyond just preaching on crusades. Learning requires an environment where you sit down to hear the word of God with a notebook. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So that you absorb you absorb everything in the name of Jesus. Then verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Praise be to Jesus. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Don't reach to a place where you despise wisdom. Hallelujah. And wisdom is the ability to make good use of the knowledge that you have. Ability to use knowledge wisely. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You can have all manner of knowledge, but if you don't choose wisely, if you don't use them wisely, then you lack wisdom. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So they despise wisdom and instruction. Praise be to Jesus. You know, in my life as a pastor and as a child of God, as a servant of God, there are many occasions where I have given people the word of God. I have given people instruction and I watch over them. They despise. What does it mean to despise? Is to look down upon that word. Is to look down upon that teaching. Is to think that man of God didn't know well. You know, we know better than him. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I've taught a lot of people that honor God with your marriage. Praise be to God. Don't enter into defilement before you enter with that lady at the altar. Praise be to Jesus. People don't get it. Hallelujah. They go, they start, come and stay. Praise be to Jesus. They despise the word of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But they don't understand when the foundations are broken, what can the righteous do? When the foundations are messed, praise be to Jesus. It is important that you build the foundation right, especially foundation of matrimony. Praise be to Jesus. I've taught a lot of people about this. I've written even a book about it. Praise be to Jesus. But there are fools that are despising. The Bible calls you fool because you despise wisdom and instruction, because God intends to save you from a lot of problems, from a lot of cries, from a lot of sorrow. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Wisdom is to save you from pains, unnecessary pain, unnecessary regrets. Praise be to God. God meant to save you from unnecessary suffering. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That's why he's sending forth his word, so that he guide you to the right direction. He guide you so that you make a decision that will be beneficial to your life, to your family, to your children, to your generation. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's why we need the wisdom of God. We need the instruction of God. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. 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 Do you fear God? Does God revolve around your life? Does God dictate the decisions that you're making? Praise be to Jesus. Where is the part of God in your life? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior? Have you submitted your life to the Lordship of Christ? Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Have you said yes to Jesus and no to the world? Praise be to the Lord of mercy. Praise be to Jesus. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When you fear God, when you say, Jesus, I fear you more than I fear my parents. I fear you more than I fear my brethren. I fear you more than I fear my CEO, more than I fear my manager at work. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. May we fear God. There are people who fear a boyfriend and they fear God. There are people who fear a husband and they fear God. There are people who fear a CEO. You fear your boss at work than you fear God. That is wrong. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. It is the Lord that we are called to fear. And as we fear, that is the beginning of knowledge. God will expose us to in-depth knowledge that will save us, that will deliver us, that will prosper us in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day that you have given unto us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your word. And Lord Almighty, I pray that give each and every one of us a heart that desire to learn, a heart that desire to acquire knowledge, a heart that desire to acquire learning, that even those with understanding will increase in guidance. That Father, we shall not forsake guidance, we shall not forsake instructions, in the mighty name of Jesus. That Lord, we shall stay under authority in the name of Jesus. We shall not come out of covering in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, Lord, I pray that this morning may you cover us with the precious blood of Jesus. May your name safeguard us. May the glory of the Lord be around us in the mighty name of Jesus. May the glory of the Lord be our rear guard and our front guard in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as some are planning to go out of their various places of work, I pray for your blessing. I pray for your favor. I pray for your mercy to go ahead of them this morning. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory and all the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and pray. believe. Hallelujah. Thank you again for tuning in this morning. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and keep you in Jesus' name. David, you want to say the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Shalom, until we see each other again. Bye-bye.